All right, welcome. My name is Jen Dufresne, and I'm going to take you for a 15-minute run today. We're going to start with a nice little warm-up. We're going to speed up a little bit and cool down some. So the goal today is not to push yourself too hard, but rather just run or walk or get moving for 15 minutes, regardless of your fitness level. So we're going to go ahead and just start with the walk. So nice and easy, if you have your watch on or you have Strava on, I want you to go ahead and start it. Regardless of where you're at, it doesn't matter whether you're going fast or you're going slow or you're in a neighborhood or you are on a greenway or a rail trail. I'm going to be here with you today. Woo! And you can tell it's a little bit windy today. So you might hear a little bit of wind as we go. So again, if you feel like you're ready to start jogging, I want you to go ahead and start jogging. However, if you're new to running, you're not really ready for that yet, I just want you to walk. So just get the legs moving, start moving forward, kind of break through that mindset that you can't run or you can't walk. You just need a little bit of motivation to get there. So I started my watch when I told you guys to start, and I'm already at about a minute. So I'm gonna walk for another minute. If you're already jogging, it should be nice and slow. Maybe you just kind of roll the shoulders back. Roll the shoulders back again. Roll the shoulders forward. Roll the shoulders forward. Maybe you just kind of shake the arms out. Maybe you take a second just to like stretch the legs. So like pull the knees up to the chest as you step forward. Alternate and switch to the opposite leg. Maybe you start walking a little bit faster here. So start preparing the body that maybe you're gonna start to run or you're gonna walk even a little bit faster. So the intention today is to go for 15 minutes, not stopping. All fitness levels, all motivation. So if you're already jogging, you're all set there, you're nice and relaxed, your heart rate is still really low. So we're coming up on 2 minutes. When we hit that 2 minute mark, I'm gonna start to jog. If you are walking and you wanna keep walking, maybe you continue with a little bit of a faster pace. So I'm gonna go ahead and start jogging. So again, if you're already jogging, maybe you go a little bit faster here. And we're just gonna stay at this pace for about 4 minutes. So that'll take us till about 6 minutes into the workout before we hit a little bit of a faster pace. And then we slow things back down, coming into that cool down. So again, I'm jogging. Went from that walk to that jog. But like I said, if running is not your jam quite yet, you work that in, you're on that faster walk. So you can get a good workout in, jogging, walking. Depending on your fitness level, it will be harder or easier. Keep the upper body relaxed. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. Consider your surroundings. So if you're on a street, you need to watch traffic. You need to be paying attention, listening. Try to keep moving. Even if you have to stop for a second at a stoplight, on the road. So that jog, again, is easy enough for me, or that walk that I can talk. So I'm talking to you guys, not completely breathless. We're coming into that 4 minute mark. So 4 minutes of 15, it's going by quick. Just a few songs we're gonna listen to today. Pump your arms forward and back with that opposite leg. Opposite arm pumps forward. And then just go ahead and relax through the shoulders. So I'm gonna give this analogy a bunch. Hands should be light. And by light, I mean consider holding a Pringle in your hand. So if you're holding a Pringle in your hand and you didn't want to crush it, You couldn't be grasping, but you would have to be nice and relaxed. So nice and easy with the hands, nice and relaxed. All right, I am coming in right at 5 minutes. So we're gonna continue this pace for another minute here. And we'll increase that intensity for about 3 minutes before we cool things down on the other side. So breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Proud of where you're at in this moment. Wherever that is right where you need to be. Got a little rap music. We got another 40 seconds here. We'll speed things up. You would not know how many looks I get when I'm running around with these headphones on. So I hope that as you're running today, you're envisioning that, how funny that is, how funny it is to hear somebody talking. We got 15 seconds left right here, and then we're gonna increase our speed one more time. So again, this speed that you're increasing to, it's gonna leave you a little bit more breathless. We'll go 4, 3, 2. So again, if you're walking, maybe you try and jog here, even if it's just like a bounce. So I'm gonna continue talking to you some, but consider I'm still trying to get breathless too. Big breath. Breaths will get deeper, strides will get longer. All right, you're holding on. Whatever you need to do in this moment to encourage yourself not to quit is important. Because on the other side of this interval, we will slow down. All right, you're coming into that first minute. We have 2 minutes to go at this pace. And then we'll slow down. So this is when you have to kind of start having to dig deep, right? Challenge yourself physically and mentally. So ask yourself what you can do. Surprise yourself with what your answer is by your output. So move the arms, relax through the hands. You're halfway on this interval. So it's a nice, steady, aerobic-based interval. Longer. Heart rate is gonna elevate. But it's not so high, you can't sustain it for that 3 minutes. So continue to relax through the upper body. Dig deep here. You have 1 minute left. Little Wayne. Here we go. All right, less than a minute. So I want you to consider your pace, because when we slow down, I don't want you to walk. If you're jogging and going back into that jog, it's a slower jog. Like that transition we made in that second move before we got here. 30 seconds. You'll slow it down nice and easy on the jog. So maybe you're walking here. It's continuing to be a faster pace. 20 seconds. So dig deep. I challenge you to work through this interval, work through the recovery, cool down with me. 8 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. All right, I want you to jog. Jog it out, walk it out. You're not stopping. So you can do anything for 15 minutes. We're already at 9:10. So if you do this workout more than once, maybe your goal is to try and get your mileage further each time. So So we're going to be here for about 4 minutes before we slow things down and we walk. Or very slowly jog to finish this workout. So continue on. You're coming out at that 10-minute mark. We'll have 5 minutes to go total, including that cool down after this. What a perfect sound. A little faith in me. We got this. So you got about 3 minutes left at that jogging pace. Not a complete cool down pace. So you're coming off that interval, that one interval, and you're moving forward. So control the breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth. You got it right here. So I'm looking down. I got about 2.5 minutes left here on that jog. And I'm actually going to have to stop here at a stoplight. I'm not going to stop my watch. I'm going to take the rest, look both ways. If you don't have to stop, I want you to keep moving. We got about 2 minutes left. So I'm going to proceed. Paying attention to what's happening around me. Headphones are an amazing thing to keep you motivated while you run, but they can also create a danger in that you may not hear or see something that's coming. All right, so continue on with that interval. You have less than 2 minutes left here. Nice and relaxed. There's my music. Get it tapped out for a second. Keep going. Relax through the shoulders. I'm gonna say that over and over, right? So this is only a 15-minute workout. Find some value in the fact that you are almost 12 minutes in. So you're so close. Now let me tell you something. You're new. You're better into running. Minutes is enough to get a hard workout in. So keep going here. You're moving forward. We're right at 12 minutes. So I need you to stay here for one more minute. Jogging straight through. Last minute, and then we will walk out that last 2 minutes. So in through the nose, out through the mouth. You are so close. Keep that energy strong right here. All right, last 30 seconds on the jog. We will slow this all the way down to a walk. What a great song to finish, right? Relax the hands, relax the shoulders. Lean forward slightly. So we don't want to lean back. Last 15 seconds here. All right, final 10 seconds. As you slow down into this walk, I don't want you to bend over and put your hands on your legs. I want you to try and keep your chest lifted. I want you to try and keep moving forward. All right, 3, 2, 1. If you started this workout as a jog, you're slowing it down just a little bit more and you're gonna continue with that jog. I started with a walk, so I'm gonna slow down and walk it out for the last 2 minutes. Y'all are doing awesome today. The hardest part of the workout is over. We're driving the heart rate down now. As the weather and the temperature starts to change in Charlotte, you gotta know that your workouts are gonna change too. So the biggest challenge I can give you, if this is your first time doing this, or it's like your 10th time doing this, is to try and increase the distance at which you cover in this 15 minutes. So that means you're running a little bit faster over time, right? Your warm-up gets a little faster as you get conditioned. The middle part of your workout gets a little bit easier, so you can run a little bit faster. And then that cool down even gets easier. So you can run the cool down even faster. Try and stay positive. Some days are gonna be awesome days. Some days are not. And whatever that is, you wake up the next day, you just keep working hard. All right, here we go. Less than a minute. I'm gonna continue to walk. I'm gonna shut you down. I'm gonna tell you, I can't give you a stretch right now because you're not gonna be able to see me. But there are so many different stretch workouts on demand on the SweatNet webpage. That would be great for any runner, walker, cyclist to try. All right, so 30 seconds left. I'm walking this out. I'm going to turn everything down. I'm going to shut it down. Great job today. So move the arms even on the walk. Keep the chest lifted. In through the nose, out through the mouth with the breath. 15 seconds. All right, your last 10 seconds here. Go 8, go 6, last 4, 3, 2, 1. Give me a virtual high five. I don't care if I'm not around. Totally appreciate you joining me today. Music, moves. We got out there for 15 minutes. Super proud of you. I'm so happy I could join you here. If you have any questions, shoot them my way. Or look me up on www.jendufresne.com. So JenDuFresne.com. Have a great day.